Now, look, let's get back to the first, the regional forest agreement. This was, I believe, the first regional forest agreement ever put in place. In hindsight, was it flawed?
Well, I don't think there's anything there that can't be fixed if people are prepared to bring a bit of goodwill to the debate. And, I mean, for instance, and it is, it's true, and Tasmanian cooperated, the Commonwealth was grateful for that and was given a reward of some millions of dollars in the process, which, you know, they've spent in the way they felt best to spend the money. But can I say that, as the Four Corners pointed out on Monday night, the RFA Forest Practices Code has not been complied with, and Kate knows this because we've had a discussion about it. There's absolutely no work being done on protecting the quantity of water. There's been some minor work done on the quality of water, and I'm pleased to see the Forestry Tasmania has advertised for a hydrologist there a couple of weeks ago. Tasmanians, anyone that thinks the Tasmanian hasn't got a water problem, as the Northern Territory doesn't think they've got a water problem, is thinking down the wrong log, because they have got a serious water problem long term, and there's been no impact studies done in, and no benchmarking done to provide for the Forest Practices Code compliance. In 1997, they should have done some benchmarking. They've been honest enough to own up and say they haven't done it.